listening to IdgitCast, Season 5, Episode 1, Sympathy for the Devil. Hello and welcome to another Nubentary. This is for the Season 5 premiere. I am John, your supernatural expert, or at least one of them. Joining me is our other supernatural expert, Annie.
Hello.
And we also have with us our newbies, Paul and his wife, Darcy.
Hello. Hey.
And also Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
And we have a special guest with us for this episode. Please welcome Allie.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome back.
Yay. Hi, Allie.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me to come.
So as per usual, the way we're going to do this is we're all going to watch the episode together. The newbies have not seen the episode. This is their first viewing. And the rest of us, the experts, will be guiding them through as we go along. If you'd like to watch the episode with us, go ahead and get your Blu-ray or your DVD or your digital download ready. And the recaps should be automatically enabled, but just in case, go ahead and enable those so they will be the first thing you see when you hit play. Once again, this is for Sympathy for the Devil. I will count down from 3 to 1. And when I say now, that is your cue to start the episode. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
AC/DC.
The road so far. Y'all, season 5.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. You want more volume, Dars?
We do have the
titles.
Titles, so I'm okay. I can't hear it anyway.
Out, and I knew there was no turning back.
Thunder! Thunder!
Wow, that guy's voice is annoying. Oh, that poor guy.
I love if they randomly have a shot of, like, Sam getting struck by lightning. Knocked out of his shoes.
Monster at the end of this book. You know where I know Zachariah from the best? Psych. He's hilarious in Psych.
Kurt Fuller's just hilarious in general, so.
Oh, that's yeah, no Ruby died.
Bye, Rubes.
Well.
Go where?
Yeah.
Run!
Cliffhanger!
To the Batmobile!
Oh, let's meet Lucifer.
What's gonna happen?
Oh, Lucifer better be a lady.
And
nice pyro.
What?
Dan agrees with Darcy.
Oh, finally, we're like on the East Coast.
So, if you'd like to stretch your legs, that would be a good time.
Uh-oh.
I love how the pilot treats it like a deer in the middle of a road.
Just run that crap right over.
It's like a blood pool.
Like swerving to avoid it. Like
it's like a blood pool this year.
Because that's how planes
work. Oh, yeah, there you go. New title card.
Hmm.
Wait, what? How did they get from there, from the airplane?
From the to the car from the airplane?
Yeah. Like, didn't the airplane just crash?
It's all bad news.
They transported again.
Oh, okay. Got it.
They don't have a TARDIS or anything. How are they doing that?
I think whatever that pilot did to swerve out of the way of the space, the sky deer, was successful, and they landed.
Okay.
And then got in their car.
Uh-oh.
How did they find their car?
John said they teleported. Who do I believe?
They teleported from the church to the plane.
Yeah, that then they teleported from the plane to their car.
I see they, no truck.
They did?
Yeah, it was really quick. It was a big flash.
No Chuck, no Cass.
I don't remember what happened in the last episode and what hasn't happened yet. Shit. I hope they don't spoil.
Nope.
Well, we all know that's not true.
Smoked.
Nice.
Oh, that's a nice.
He is a writer.
Oh.
That's understating it.
Like if you explode Jimmy, then how do you get Castiel back?
Oh, we find you here.
Hmm.
Playtime's over, Dean. Time to come with us. Just keep your distance, I said.
You're
upset? Yeah. Little. So the bitch has jump-started Judgment Day. Then you let it happen. We didn't start anything. Right, Sammy?
Yeah.
That made me roll my eyes.
Yeah, me too. I don't want jack squat from you. Listen to me, boy. You think you can rebel against us? As Lucifer did?
I think we lost a bet again.
Uh-oh.
The little insurance policy in case you bitch showed up.
Ha!
Ooh!
Wow.
preparation.
Sneaky.
Good job.
That's right.
That's right. That's also right. That is also right, Chuck.
I love Chuck. I love Rob Benedict.
No rats.
Low rats. Rats are low.
Is that it? Are we done?
Don't make me feel bad. Stop.
This is Supernatural, not Angel.
It can be two things.
Oh, I love Angel.
Well. Oh, cute.
I learned it from watching you.
That wallpaper is something.
Yeah.
It's like drawing me in.
That's what they
Ooh,
do.
Look at those curtains. That's
wow. That's a match. Those curtains Pattern with those. Thing. Yeah. Okay.
Tasty.
Yeah, how much uncomfortable conversation can we have here?
Why do you keep bringing it up? God, when they fight, they sound like us.
I didn't want to have a fight. You're the one brings it up. I was just going to keep going on my own. And then you brought it up. Now we're
Their
fighting.
Problem is they just need to bang and get it out of the way.
God, John, stop being such a pervert. They're brothers. Ugh. What's wrong with you?
They're two brothers, right? Doesn't seem to matter.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, they do.
I know you are. I was like, I know you, don't you? You can't fool me.
Well,
I like that gate. Do you like that gate, Paul?
Yeah, I like that gate.
Let's find a gate like that. I want a gate like that.
I bet there's a bunch of them out there. This guy looks really familiar.
Yeah, you should recognize him. Too bad we lost Yvette.
No, she's back.
Oh, good.
She's in. She
I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
No, you are here.
Remember,
I was just talking
she was
to you.
Insulting
Such
you.
Idiot. I'm sorry.
Creepy.
My point is, you should know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
That guy was on Lost, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I only saw like three episodes.
And Dexter.
Of Lost.
Yeah,
like
he was on Dexter.
Really comfy, cozy blanket.
I think I only saw two episodes of Dexter. Three episodes of Lost, two episodes of Dexter. That's about it.
Oh man, I watched Dexter to the bitter end.
I think this is the meat suit.
Is this going to be Lucifer?
Yeah.
Eventually.
He was also in Mulholland Drive.
Oh, I'm sorry you got your period in the middle of the night.
That. Oh, man, I've been there.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, but it never gets cleaned up that nice.
I wish.
I know, right? Oh, the sheets are better now. Yay. Keep it together, man. Ooh, his wallpaper is nice.
This is Judy Blume's dark period.
Horse head. Yeah. Close, very close.
Like magic.
So yeah, this guy's name is Nick.
Nick, got
Poor
it.
Nick, he's having a rough night.
Just wait.
Take a couple Benadryl. Go to sleep.
Oh,
someone's writing some fan fiction.
Yes.
Remember her?
No.
Yeah.
And marzipan.
Oh. That is not necessary.
Gross.
Morethanbrothers.net. Is that a real website? Should I check it out?
Don't do it.
They're not real people.
Yes, I'm a fan, but I really don't appreciate being mocked. I know that supernatural is just a book, okay? I know the difference between fantasy and reality.
Becky's always.
I knew it!
Wavy gravy. Yeah, what I meant to say was the actress.
Oh.
She should be familiar to you. I think we lost a bit again.
Yep. Boundaries.
Oh.
He had a vision that Michael's sword is a curse. The angel lost
Michael's sword
in a castle. And the hill made 42 dogs.
42 dogs?
Are you sure about that? It doesn't make sense. That's what he said. I never
heard of it.
So she's a Sam girl.
Just a bit. She's a Sam Licker, apparently.
I don't know. I'm a Dean girl. I would probably do the same thing to Sam if I met him.
I can't get past that hair.
Yeah. Shave it off.
Shave his head. I feel like he'd look really bad with the.
I'll hold him down, you shave.
Oh, hey, Bobby. You're back.
Hey, you remembered who he was.
I done. That means he's probably going to die soon.
Bobby's like the Giles of Supernatural.
Of course.
Wait, he's just figuring that out?
No, he's
explaining.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
Bobby didn't know that.
I mean, Dean didn't realize that. I thought he did.
No, Dean knew
already.
It too.
He just didn't want to tell Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It's like telling Dad.
You were reckless and selfish and arrogant. I'm sorry. you're sorry.
Well, when you put it that way. Ooh.
Ooh, damn.
Oh.
All right, bye, Bobby.
Oh.
Aww.
Go into his room without supper.
Maybe I'll go read some of the books.
No more screen time today.
That's why Dean didn't want Sam to tell Bobby.
Yeah.
Because even though he's also mad at Sam, he also wants to protect Sam.
Do you recognize that phone?
No, I didn't. What is it?
It was your phone, that yellow one that you want to plug in somewhere around the house here.
We don't have a landline.
I know.
There's something in the journal. No? Something else.
A granola bar? What the hell?
I need this peanut butter bar.
See, now I want one.
Sounds great.
I know, I just give it to you now.
42 Rover Hill.
What?
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, 40, yeah. 42 Rover, so 42 Rovers.
Mm-hmm. It's a stretch.
It's not a granola bar. Whoa! Oh, no! Uh-oh.
Yeah. Meat suit. Get it, Bobby. Kill, kill, kill.
Wait, first you were all, bye, Bobby. See ya. Don't let the door hit you in the eyes on the way out. Now you're like, yay, Bobby.
Yeah, but that's not Bobby.
That's not Bobby.
Yeah, anybody
you didn't test him, dumbass.
Anybody who gets the violence done.
Just all about the violence. You don't care who's doing it.
Yeah. Attack. Oh my god, her brows.
I love the way she talks.
Well, she has a bit of a what am I trying to say? A lisp. But I do like
it. It does sound a lot like the original Meg.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Her name is Rachel Miner. She was on Terriers.
Oh, yeah, Terriers. I like that show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in a bunch of movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks really familiar.
Terriers got canceled.
Yeah. Well, it was a Tim Minear show, so
I know that. I'm well aware.
Yeah, it was good.
There's a good reason his Twitter handle is canceled again.
Bobby.
Oh
wow. Stronger than the demon.
That's how badass Bobby is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh my god, did I predict the death of Bobby? Is he dead? What just happened here?
How did he work that out so fast?
Because he's Sam.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to do that whole scene again.
Again, yeah.
Right.
Ruby?
Uh-oh. Meg.
Next.
3.0. Is that Meg 3.0?
Although the other time we saw her, she was in Sam's body, right?
Maybe. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
That looks like the teddy bear from Wishful Thinking. T-Bear. Hey.
Shut the friggin' door.
We're teddy bear doctors.
Remember we had a swing that did that?
Totally.
It's creepy as hell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Baby in the box. Baby in the box.
I hear these like echoes of baby cries because I'm not quite in sync with you guys.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's actually kind of neat.
I can also make that noise myself. It's a lot creepier in person, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Gross. Babies don't have that much blood.
Yeah, because that's what's wrong with this. This show is bullcrap. I can't suspend my disbelief anymore.
If they don't know how much a baby would bleed.
Oh, no, that blanket will never do. You're not supposed to ever put a blanket in with a baby.
Wait, there was no baby in there.
Maybe that's how the baby died.
From the blanket?
I love those trunk shots.
Yep. It was nicely edited, too.
Castle storage. Uh-oh. Who did we lose?
I was about to get.
Oh.
That's no good.
Uh-uh.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What a twist.
You simply wad of insecurity and self-loathing. No.
Accurate.
I don't know if Dean's going to volunteer for that.
Because you're chosen. It's a great honor, Dean. Oh, yeah. Yeah, life as an angel comes.
Well. And
the logic in that statement.
Hello.
Oh, what's up, Castiel? Always in a trench coat.
It's kind of a bad trench coat, too. Ill-fitting.
Yeah.
Well, it's not long enough is the problem. It's.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I've ever seen anybody wear one in real life.
Really?
I have.
Yeah.
They wear them here.
Yeah, I guess it's never really cold enough to need a trench coat. Sometimes, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty powder blue trench coat.
Ooh. Yeah, I feel like I've seen like ladies in like maybe like a red trench coat or something. But this like, you know, Officer McGruff khaki one.
So old fashioned.
Huh. It's making me kind of want one.
Yeah.
Oh, better.
My closed caption says whooshing.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
They're like creeped out and impressed at the same time.
Thank you.
Whooshing.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
A couple episodes ago, there was a soft whoosh.
So how did they end up on that airplane? I still want to know.
No, I'm not getting any of this.
Apparently it wasn't the Angels, because Castiel said it wasn't.
Well, we've got a whole season to figure it out.
Super confused. Uh-oh. Oh, girl, that hair, no.
Yeah. That's mom hair.
That's what I was thinking.
You're not a woman. You're a mom.
Isn't that what they said in Rosemary's Baby 2?
Oh man, I've never seen Rosemary's Baby 2.
Rosemary's Baby 2, Changing Time.
Terrible twos.
No.
Oh, my. Come on, Nick. Just let him in. That.
What is that?
Fritos.
A nice big sack of Doritos.
Doritos are kind of like peas.
Hey, wait. Which flavor?
Original taco.
Okay.
What did Nancy Reagan tell you to do, sir? What'd she say? Oh. That was a nice house, too. Oh.
Well, it's not necessarily going to destroy the house.
Well,
it's just got Lucifer all up in there.
Surly. Someone's out of bed. We take them all off. Kill the devil, or we kill Mike. We do our own damn selves.
How are we supposed to do all this? I got it. Good plan. GED. Give them their right. There you go.
America.
At least.
It's
been said. It's a mistake. Yeah.
Room 113.
Oh, right next door to, no, that was 314. Never mind.
All right. Well, there we go.
There we go. That's a supernatural thing to end on a serious conversation.
By the car. Yeah.
By the car.
The BM moment.
I gotta remember right. That. That's a good one.
Which is funny because, in the very first episode, Dean was like, "No chick flick moments," and it's like all they ever do.
Every episode.
All right, so that was Anoob and Terry for Sympathy for the Devil. We thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week for a review proper for this episode, and we hope you will join us. Until next time, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darce.
And Annie.
And me.
Yay.
Happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Bye, y'all.
Happy hunting.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at Facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is idgitcastpodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for IdgitCast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by IdgitCast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan, and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle at castlecast.net, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs.
Annie is currently acting as global coordinator for Can't Stop the Serenity, a worldwide series of charity screenings of Joss Whedon's Serenity, benefiting Equality Now. For more information on Can't Stop the Serenity, including event listings and how to host an event, visit www.can'tstoptheserenity.com.
Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com.
But so alone.